Carlos Camacho. Hoy no me siento en la confianza de hacerlo porque tenemos invitados en la
cabina. Permíteme, lo voy a hacer, tengo que romper el hielo porque yo estoy muy nerviosa, estoy muy ansiosa. Están personajes de alta envergadura, diríamos por ahí.
Alto
y lo
nivel.
Voy a hacer para romper el hielo. Ay, Carlos Camacho, bienvenido.
Ahora sí.
De película en el Brunch.
Ahora sí me siento un poco más avergonzado, pero muy emocionado porque estoy seguro que de la película que les voy a hablar el día de hoy van a tener todavía más ganas de verla después de escuchar lo que vamos a escuchar el día de hoy, porque como dijo Pame, no estamos solos, hay invitados aquí de un nivel fascinante. Pero antes de entrar de lleno, les voy a platicar rapidísimo de qué vamos a hablar el día de hoy, porque este 14 de marzo va a llegar a los cines Rescate Imposible, la nueva gran película de acción que nos va a centrar en Filipinas, en la jungla, con un escuadrón especial que va a tener que llevar a cabo un rescate sobre un activo de la CIA. Pero como suele ser en estas películas, va a salir todo de control y ahora vamos a tener que rescatar al oficial Kenny, quien estaba en su primera misión. Esta película está encabezada por Liam Hemsworth, Russell Crowe y dos actores aquí y que tenemos la fortuna de tener en la cabina. Gaby Camp, Pame Boguel, con ustedes Ricky Whittle y
Milo Ventimiglia.
¡Oh, my God!
Sí, lo escucho bien. Wow. Están en la cabina. Guys, thank you for being here.
Mucho gusto. Happy to be here. Carlos, that was wonderful. That whole description in the film, I was following the whole thing. I'm like, man, you are nailing it.
Damn,
nailing it.
So you speak Spanish?
No, I understand it. Yes.
Okay, yeah. You understand it, but you can't speak it.
Very, very small amount.
Okay, so you understand that I was saying that I was super nervous because you were here, guys, so I had to break the ice.
You thought that you could get away with just speaking Spanish. We'd be sitting here smiling, going, uh-huh.
Okay, well, then you have to know that I'm the most transparent and honest person in the world. And when Gabby, that they are the team from the película, and I'm more the person that makes the music interviews, okay?
Okay.
So then it's for me really new to have you here as actors, and when I knew that specifically you, Milo, were coming, I was like, I'd rather not be there.
Sorry.
Yeah, because
well, I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing up to say hello.
We made her.
No.
I really like your job as an actor, and of course you're super handsome. So. Okay, let's continue. I already said it. I feel better.
I'm going to wait for the audience.
I feel better. I feel better.
No. Has there been anybody else you've had in studio here that's been nervous about?
No, never in my whole life.
Wow.
Imagine I already interviewed like James Hetfield from Metallica.
No,
like, it's the first time I feel this nervous. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
I get nervous.
It's Jack Paul from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then when I follow you on Instagram and I saw like the beautiful things you like about the earth and the hiking and everything, it's like, oh.
I'm going to translate this for the audience because people are just hearing English right now in their radio.
Exacto.
Voy a traducirles lo que está pasando en esta cabina, que es súper divertido. Por un lado, Ricky Whittle nos acaba de confesar que él se pone nervioso también de estar con Milo, porque Milo es muy hermoso. Pero todo esto viene de que Pam me dijo, voy a sacarme esta espinita que tengo en mi ser.
Ajá.
Y le voy a confesar a Milo una historia real, que es que cuando le dijimos que estarían en esta cabina hablando de Rescate Imposible, Pam me dijo, yo prefiero no estar en la cabina, no sé si lo puedo soportar. Y la obligamos un poco, y bueno, Milo le agradece que está aquí, y Pam le dice, es que todo lo que haces, tu amor por el hiking, por la naturaleza, me encanta. Y bueno, it's time to talk about Land of Bad.
Great.
Guys, you're badasses in this film. I just want to know if anything you learned from training and making a film like this, does it stick? Like, does something come in handy later in life?
Yeah.
Something you learned from film?
If you need a bodyguard,
we will be there for you. We're now real life heroes.
Or even like more specifically, if you need a rescue.
Yes.
Okay.
An impossible rescue.
We can
save
you.
We're there for you.
Filipinas.
Yeah.
We'll fly anywhere. You know, we've got air miles. So, if you know, wherever you go, we can fly.
Voy a traducir para ustedes. Gaby les pregunta que si al hacer una película como esta, que se llama Land of Bad en inglés, pero es El Rescate Imposible, nadie se queda atrás. ahora que aprendieron ciertas hazañas para hacer esta película, de pronto en un momento les es algo útil saber estas hazañas? Y dicen, claro, si ustedes necesitan un guardaespaldas, aquí estamos para ustedes, en cualquier parte del mundo, a donde necesiten. Carlos dice, a Filipinas, ¿no? En cualquier parte, nosotros vamos a donde necesiten, sobre todo si se trata de un rescate, con exactitud. So, guys, please tell us about this movie. It has a lot of special effects and everything, but it has a lot of stunt moves and the weapons and everything. For example, Milo, you already record for This Is Us, the war scenes and everything, but this is something really, this is like a serious war.
Yeah, no, this was, you know, Ricky and I playing Tier 1 operators, Army Special Forces, so it's a very, very specific, incredibly trained profession. So to not look ridiculous, we had to work with some Australian Special Forces, and I have a bunch of friends that are in Army Special Forces.
Okay.
So, you know, we got trained up and were physically fit and just, you know, running up and down a mountain for a few months, carrying a lot of heavy equipment.
Okay. You make it sound like it's nothing, guys. Come on.
Well, it was tough. You know, you've got the Australian heat. You're carrying all that extra weight with the bulletproof vests and the guns and the rifles and I had the sniper rifle as well. So.
And the spiders and insects, everything about Australia, right?
Okay. Like we were tucking our socks into our pants and then like had several layers just to make sure we weren't getting ticks and spiders and
snakes. Oh my God! Didn't stop the spiders. Did you know Milo saved my life?
For real.
Saved my life on set. So we tucked all our socks in, trying to stop spiders, scorpions, snakes, everything. I was talking to a producer, like I always do because I talk a lot. And Milo comes up behind me. So I'll tell from my side of the story.
Go ahead.
Milo comes up behind me, and he's like Papa Bear. So he's always fixing my things and looking after me. He always looks after me. He's such a good guy. And he just slaps me on the back, and just bang. And I'm like, okay, he's fixing something back there. He comes around in front of me with a knife, and it's a dead spider on the end of his knife. A white-tipped spider that if it bites you, it can kill or can give you a flesh-eating disease.
Oh my God.
And he just came up behind me, crushed it, stabbed
with
it,
knife.
And saved my life.
But
Milo's a hero.
Oh my God, a superhero. I'm going to translate for the audience. Mm-hmm. Bueno, pues Pam le preguntaba sobre los stones que hay en esa película Explosiones. Le decía a Milo, bueno, tú ya hiciste escenas de guerra en This Is Us. Él decía, sí, pero uno tiene que entrenar con las Fuerzas Armadas para no verse ridículo. Lo dijo con esas palabras. Y entonces, bueno, decían que gran parte de la filmación de esta película fue estar subiendo y bajando montañas y demás. Y Ricky contaba una historia de que Milo le salvó la vida porque siempre estaba cuidando a la gente, que tenían que ponerse los calcetines, más bien el pantalón adentro del calcetín.
Exacto.
Para evitar. Milo me está mirando como sí, lo está diciendo bien.
Confirmo.
Are you correcting my
No, you're doing great. You're getting the story correct, totally correct.
Okay, I'm doing my best, guys. Bueno, le decía que había que hacer esto para evitar que hubiera serpientes o arañas o lo que fuera que se les fuera a subir, y que un día estaba Ricky muy contento y de pronto sintió un golpe en la espalda, y cuando mira a Milo trae un cuchillo con una araña blanca atravesada que además es venenosa y que provoca una enfermedad que come la piel, entonces que básicamente Milo,
o matarte,
sí. Uh-huh. Que Milo es un héroe de la vida real. And this question is for both of you, because Ricky, you probably have seen something Milo has done. To me, when I see you on a poster, I know and I make sure that I should get tissues next to me. Is that the case for you as well? I feel like I'm going to cry.
Sorry, what kind of tissues?
Exactly, that's what I was
you
trying to
do. Yeah. Oh, no! Yes, Gabby, paper tissues, because you cry a lot with some stories Milo has.
Sorry, we're in Mexico, and this is our kind of humor. Sorry, Milo.
Good, that's I'm English, so that's my humor, too.
Okay, good.
But no, that's what you want as an actor. You want to touch someone. No, that's wrong as well. You want people to feel something.
That's not right.
But
stop being that English.
I know it's bad English. No, you want them to feel. So you want them to like you, to love you, or to hate you. The worst thing is for them to not care. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about Milo is every character that he embodies, he makes an audience care. And when he looks this beautiful, and his voice is so silky, and his acting is so, like, macho, and
please stop. I have to leave.
Right? It's just incredible. It's such an honor and a gift that I get to work alongside such a talented actor. But as you guys will meet him today and know more, he's a wonderful human as well. You know, it's not just social media. Like, in real life, that's him. He's all about nature, his friends, his family, his people. He's just a wonderful guy. And it was such a pleasure to work on this movie with this great guy.
You both are, just so you know, great people.
Oh my god, I love how you kiss my...
Okay, okay.
Gaby Camacho, estás igual de incómoda que yo, pero al revés con Ricky Whittle. Okay, Ricky Whittle nos contaba por qué Gaby Cam le preguntaba acerca... Perdón, me perdí la pregunta.
Gaby Camacho.
Volvamos a la pregunta, Gaby Camacho.
Sí, claro que sí. Les preguntaba sobre que yo cuando veo a Milo en un póster o en una...
Yo sé
que tengo que tener pañuelos desechables. Aquí se perdió un poco la conversación entre pañuelos. ¿Para qué?
Exacto, es que hay happy tissues y sad tissues, o sea, papeles felices y...
Y los no tan felices,
exactamente, pero no, mencionaba que así como lo vemos en persona, así es con su familia, con sus amigos, en los papeles que él interpreta, de cómo apoya el Papa Bear que mencionaba hace rato, así es, y algo logra justo con las personas al momento en la audiencia, cómo lo ven en sus personajes, que conecta y se ve como esa amistad, ¿no? Cómo conecta con la gente. And I was about to ask that also because when I first saw the trailer, you said something like in your mind, it's not what's here, it's like it's in here. Exactly. So I was like, he did it again. He's like always giving a quote, a learn, you know, like something to just always leaving leaving something behind. And what I really want to ask is, from who did you learn to be this way? Or who did inspire you to be this way, or is it just something that is into you,
I think luckily I've been given an opportunity to work with great writers, great directors, great producers, great crews, great cast.
Okay.
With good characters, but for me, I always drew my inspiration from people that I knew, my mom and dad first, my older sisters next, my close friends. But, you know, honestly, Jack was just Jack on This Is Us. He was that guy.
Yeah.
And I think Sugar in this movie, Land of Bad, Rescate Impossible, he was, he's a team leader. He's there to get his guys home safe. So I think in a moment when Liam's character, Kenny, is struggling and he really is having a hard time, Sugar has to get him, he has to get him up, he has to get him home, he has to get him, you know, ready to go, mentally, physically, emotionally, like, ready to go.
Nadie se queda atrás, nobody stays behind.
Yeah, nobody stays behind.
Yeah. Okay, voy a traducir para ustedes. Pamela le decía que hay una frase en la película que todo está en el corazón, no en la cabeza, que le preguntaba a Milo, ¿qué lo hace ser así? O sea, que ¿quién lo inspira para ser así? Y él respondía que realmente pues simplemente es que lo mismo pasaba con algunos de sus personajes como Jack en This Is Us, y que pues es su familia, sus amigos, que es un poco esta la idea también de Sugar, de estar al pendiente de otras personas. Y nos contaba un poco sobre el personaje de Kimmy, que es el personaje de Liam Hemsworth en esta película, Rescate Imposible, que por cierto llega a cines el 14 de marzo. Nos vamos a ir con música en el brunch de los 40, pero nos quedamos en TikTok a través de los 40MX. Tengo una pregunta aquí que estoy segura que les va a gustar, así que vamos a escuchar a Mitski. Esto se llama My Love, Mine, All Mine.
¿Por qué esta canción ahorita?
Pues, no sé. Everything is related in the show.
My Love, Mine, All Mine with Mitski. Y regresamos ahora al brunch de los 40, porque
la música nueva.